In the lunchtime edition, the NUPW keeping an eye on the public sector restructuring plan, urging the government to ensure workers are treated fairly. The growing rate of dementia in Barbados, a major concern. Progress reported in getting some of this country's growing number of homeless off the streets. And Florida issues a mandatory evacuation order as Hurricane Helene strengthens over the Atlantic Ocean. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The National Union of Public Workers, NUPW, reports steady progress in negotiations. Our plans are in place to transition the Corporate Affairs and Intellectual Property Office to Business Barbados. General Secretary of the NUPW, Richard Green, says while the transition continues, he wants workers to be treated fairly.
The NUPW met with the minister and the permanent secretary in the responsible ministry. We had discussions on the KIPO. We would have made our recommendations on the draft legislation. As you would know, with any transition, the legislation guides what the new entity of the KIPO is, the transition to Business Barbados. And that draft legislation, we would have made our recommendations that would provide the protection for public officers who opt to transition to the new Business Barbados. The union's position is that with any transition, that workers are treated no less favorably, that the terms and conditions are no less favorable than what they would have previously enjoyed, and obviously to in mind to negotiate enhancements in the terms and conditions, whether it is salary or other non-salary items.
Mr. Green wants more workers in the public sector given permanent jobs.
NUPW still has its eyes on the number of contracts that are being offered to persons to carry out public services. We are principally opposed to short-term or even medium-term contracts. What we would want to see is greater permanency in employment and obviously promoting jobs that are sustainable, that officers and workers can continue to grow in their employment.
The General Secretary of the NUPW, Richard Green, Member of Parliament for St. Thomas, former Government Minister Cynthia Ford, is concerned about the growing number of people being diagnosed with dementia in this country. She was speaking with Starcom Network News during the birthday celebration of Sarah Benjamin, who turned 104 years old today.
You will appreciate, though, that there are so many other numbers of persons coming down with early dementia. And that too is taking a toll because for so many years our society did not understand, and there are so many other triggers that are causing dementia, even in people as young as 45 and 50, it would seem to me. And so we are working day and night to see how best we can get systems put in place.
She's also concerned about mistreatment of the elderly.
I am extremely concerned, especially over the last 3 years, because we are seeing some actions, particularly by friends who, persons who befriend the seniors and some family members. And as we know, so many families are broken nowadays, and a lot of it is as a result of money and property and things of that nature. And of course, every day, if we do not get 12 to 15 messages that are serious, we don't get one.
St. Thomas MP Cynthia Ford, Sarah Benjamin, who turned 104 years old today, is a resident of the View Senior Nursing Home in St. Thomas. This is The Latest. The president of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kima Safri, says there has been a significant increase in the number of homeless people securing jobs and housing. He adds that initiatives provided by the shelter are enabling many to successfully rehabilitate back into society.
We'll probably only have about one person now within the shelter that is still not fully placed, but all of the clients that would have worked on that program and other clients, you know, and we are seeing the success among the persons being able to place back in society. We are working with the social services and persons are able to benefit from the welfare department, the housing solutions that we have in place in terms of like having them have savings and what's not to be able to help themselves when they do find properties. But we are seeing the success in persons coming off the street into the shelter and back into mainstream society, which is helping us stabilize the numbers within the shelter that we don't have to, you know, be out to see as it relates to capacity.
He says there has been an increase in requests for the services of his clients.
We're getting a lot of persons calling us, asking us for our clients. We obviously make sure that our clients are rehabilitated and reintegrated, to be able to reintegrate them, and making sure that they have all the necessary counseling, treatment, and care before we place them into the world of work. Our persons are eagerly calling us, and as I said, from that, we give them a couple more months to be able to stay in the shelter, save that funds, be able to move on, and we do not have to rely on the welfare system to be able to assist them, because they are saving money, and that is a mandatory process that we have with them, and so far, so good.
The president of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri. The Biden administration has announced an additional $160 million U.S. dollars in development, economic health, and security assistance to Haiti. The U.S. Department of State said Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement yesterday during the 79th session of the U.N. General Assembly. During the meeting, dubbed Building on Progress to Address Security in Haiti, Mr. Blinken said the aid brings to a total of over $1.3 billion U.S. dollars, the foreign assistance from the U.S. to Haiti since the fiscal year 2021. Hurricane Helene continues to strengthen as it barrels toward the U.S. Gulf Coast. The Category 1 storm is on track to intensify quickly into a dangerous Category 4 hurricane by the time it makes landfall in Florida today, with officials forecasting and that it's likely to impact the area as a catastrophic storm. The governors of Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia have declared states of emergency ahead of the storm's landfall. Our top stories. The NUPW, National Union of Public Workers, keeping an eye on the public sector restructuring plan, urging the government to ensure workers are treated fairly. The growing rate of dementia in Barbados is a major concern. Progress reported in getting some of this country's growing number of homeless off the streets. Florida issues mandatory evacuation orders as Hurricane Helene strengthens. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.